Okay, here we go. Here we go, Rex. This is Papa India 9, Charlie Alpha Mike, for the Echoes of Apollo project, June 27, 2009. Hello, nice people at Mount Pleasant Observatory in Tasmania. Hello, boys and girls down under. And a special hello to Rex, who initiated this operation at Mount Pleasant. Congratulations with this fantastic operation and our best wishes to you all from the Dwingelo dish in the Netherlands. The signals you hear now have traveled nearly 800,000 kilometers. First nearly 400,000 kilometers from Dwingelo to the moon and again 400,000 kilometers from the moon to your dish at Mount Pleasant. Isn't it a miracle? By doing a lot of moon bouncing today, we honor the achievement of mankind 40 years ago. Because this year, it's 40 years ago, the first man set foot on the moon. I myself was only 11 years old at that time, but I have very vivid memories of the event. Our family watched television during the night to witness the famous first steps on the moon. It was absolutely fabulous. Some sentences spoken by the astronauts are engraved in the collective memory of mankind. Two of those sentences I would like to bounce off the moon now. Tranquility Base here, the Eagle has landed.
Tranquility Base here, the Eagle has landed.
And the most famous of them all, it's one small step for man, but a giant leap for mankind.
But a giant leap for mankind.
I was thrilled by the complete Apollo project anyway. Every launch of another huge Saturn V rocket was a big adventure. And as a little boy, I dreamt about how it would be like to be in space and to walk on the moon. It was a time of great expectations. I read all about it. I watched every space item on television. And what a joy it was to see the Apollo 11 mission become such a great success. And let's not forget the other Apollo missions. Apollo 13 was a scary adventure with a happy end. But all the other Apollos until number 17 were very successful. What a time it was. I am convinced that the Apollo project played a big role in the choices I and many others made for education and hobbies. And that is one of the reasons I became a ham radio operator. And thanks to that, I am now involved in the restoration of this big 53 years old Dwingelo radio telescope. And here we are, talking about Apollo and the moon, via the moon, with this historic radio telescope. Full circle. To conclude, back to the Apollo project. In total, 12 brave men walked on the surface of the moon. To honor their courage and to the memory of this great achievement, I now read their names to the moon, to be bounced off to Tasmania. Neil Armstrong.
Neil Armstrong.
Edwin Aldrin.
Edwin Aldrin.
Charles Conrad.
Charles Conrad.
Alan Bean.
Alan Bean.
Alan Shepard.
Alan Shepard.
Edgar Mitchell.
Edgar Mitchell.
David Scott.
David Scott.
James Irwin.
James Irwin.
John Young.
John Young.
Charles Duke.
Charles Duke.
Eugene Cernan.
Eugene Cernan.
Harrison Schmidt.
Harrison Schmidt.
I hope you had a good reception of our signals via the moon. Thank you for listening and for taking part in this nice Echoes of Apollo project, and thanks to the moon for being such a nice reflector. Best regards to Mount Pleasant, Tasmania, from Dwingelo, the Netherlands. Good luck to you all. Papa India 9, Charlie, Alpha Mexico. End of transmission. Bye bye.
Bye bye.